I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you'll hear us in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kid's PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
So it's all for play for still?
I think so. Do you want to bet against us?
Hello, everybody, and welcome to For the Love of Paul McGrath podcast. Just wanted to pop on with a very, very quick scouting series here. Somebody that was linked with us in January and has been tentatively linked with us again over the last few days. And that is Flamengo striker Gabriel Barbosa, commonly known as Gabby Gol. Now, this guy is going to be somebody who will divide opinion, I think, specifically because he even divides opinion in his own country. And the reason for that is that within our fan base, I think, is because he's been to Europe before, admittedly, at a younger age. And he didn't really pull up any trees. And that was after absolutely blitzing Brazilian football previously as a younger player. So Gabriel Barbosa was basically the second coming. Was what he was referred to as back in 2013, 14, 15. He was still only a 17, 18-year-old kid, and he ended up getting a big, massive move after scoring 34 goals for Santos. He got his move to Inter Milan, and he stayed with Inter Milan for 4 years, but that didn't really pan out from 2016 to 2020, and even a loan move to Benfica in the middle didn't pan out for him. He actually only made 10 league appearances in European football. And then he moved back to Santos again, and he had a fantastic moved back on loan in 2018, had a fantastic season, and then he went on loan to Flamengo in 2019, and he's been at Flamengo since 2020, having absolutely rip-roaring success. But don't just trust me. Let's have a little look at some slides that I've done on Gabriel Barbosa, because he is a natural striker. He's very much in the Brazilian flair and style camp, I suppose. And let's take a little look at his career so far, and we can discuss it more. So Gabriel Barbosa, he's left-footed. He's 26 years of age. He's 25, going on 26 years of age. He's 5'10", and he's playing with Flamengo at the moment. Transfer market have him currently valued at £26 million. So I wanted to break down his career here and what he's done in his career. And then what I'm also going to do in the next page here is, because a lot of people will look at this and go, yeah, but he's been playing in the Brazilian league. And, you know, Brazilian league have a weird kind of setup. They've got a state league. They've got a countrywide league. And then also he'll be playing in intercontinental competitions and so on. And I wanted to break down his scoring rate based on the different leagues as well, to see if he was only just getting all his goals maybe in the state league, where he does play, which I'm going to butcher when I have to pronounce it in a moment. But we can see here he started off his career with Santos, playing 154 games, 56 goals in total. Then he moved to Inter. He played 10 games in total, scoring one goal. And then Benfica scored 5 games in total, scoring one goal. He moved to Inter for 29.5 million euros. That was in 2016. Did go on loan to Benfica, as we say, a loan fee of 1.7 million. Then he went back to Santos and a loan fee of 1.7 million. And then he went on loan to Flamengo, where they paid 700,000 in a loan fee and then made his transfer, a full-time transfer then for 8 million. And we can see there that he scored quite a lot of goals for Flamengo and he scored quite a lot of goals for Santos. So within his, within the Brazilian league, he's quite lethal. He is quite lethal. He's somebody that scores quite a lot of goals. Brazilian international kind of statistics he has there, 18 appearances for Brazil, 5 goals. Across all competitions. The goals that I've shown above here are all his goals across all competitions, you know, so the numbers look absolutely huge, and we're going to take a little deep dive into those and see what is what in a moment, because as I say, it would have, it's a kind of a stranger type of setup that they have within Brazil. And I'm going to focus more so on his scoring prowess in Brazil, because he hasn't really hit the heights outside of Brazil at all. So let's take a look at it here. And I am now going to butcher Portuguese. So, Campeonato Brasileiro Serie A, which is the main Serie A is the main Brazilian league. He's had 111 caps and 70 goals within that. Then he also plays in the state league there, which is Campeonato Carioca, where he scored 53 goals in 97 games, and then also in the international competitions, or sorry, the intercontinental competitions, where you'll probably be more familiar with the Copa Libertadores and the Copa Sudamericana. He's at 26 goals in 40 appearances. And I think that's important to highlight here, is that he scores goals throughout the course of the levels, albeit in South American football. And when he did come to the European League, albeit he was only 20, 21, and you know, everybody matures at a different rate, he didn't hit those heights, but he has hit them in Brazil. So I suppose the biggest things to kind of talk about with Gabriel Barbosa is, could he be another Adriano? Remember that striker who was scoring goals for fun? He came to Heerenveen, scored goals for fun, and then he couldn't really do it. We've seen that time and time again, where there's been strikers that have had massive success, even in Europe, maybe in the Dutch league, Serie A in Europe or whatever, or with Brazil, and then they've come to the Premier League and it just hasn't clicked for them. And there's always going to be that trepidation. And I know there's going to be a lot of people that are going to look at this and maybe put him up there with the Adrianos, with the Alfonso Alves. That's the guy I was trying to think of, that moved to Middlesbrough and couldn't score for Toffee after he scored, kicked the lights out in the Dutch league. And there is always that possibility that this guy could be there, because.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo concert in Kansas City, go Kevin, or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Got your happy Priceline.
I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you're here in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
Like, Brazilian strikers are so, like, when you've got a good one, they're really good. But when you don't have a good one, they can be a bit mercurial in that aspect. This guy does like his flair. He's very much about the brand. He's very much, you know, even the Gabigol moniker, he embraces it. He embraces that kind of nickname. He embraces the adulation. You see him, when he scores a goal, first thing he does is the arms are up, in a kind of a strongman pose, flexing the muscles and stuff like that. So he's very extrovert. And it is very much about, you think, like, he's kind of got that Neymar style about him, that, listen, I am the cock of the walk here, and I am sure of my abilities, and I'm sure that my abilities are going to transcend throughout any league. Now, it hasn't quite happened, and he did have a bit of a kick in the rump, I suppose, at the age of 19, 20, 21, when he was in Europe previously, but he has gone back and rebuilt his career within Brazil. Personally, look, you look at the goals and you get seduced. They're very seductive. You look at them, you get seduced, and you say, oh my God, look at all those goals. They're fantastic. But, you know, it is one thing doing it in Brazil, and it is one thing with the protection, I suppose, that you might get in the Premier League. You would think that they would be able to score goals like this, but I'm just not going to pin my colours to the mast with this one until I would see him. Like, I'm going to be really stereotypical in here. I'm going to say, what about the wet Tuesday night in Bournemouth? You know, is what I'm going to say with regards to Gabriel Barbosa. And I think that he probably is a player that you have to label that question at. You know, you have to ask that question about him, because being in both, but playing with Benfica and Inter, teams that are expected to be high up in their league and to be winning within their league, you know, he didn't exactly flourish, and he wasn't able to burst his way through onto those teams. Now, granted as well, they're not easy teams to burst your way onto. And with Aston Villa, he might have, you know, a better chance of getting more games. And maybe he is one of these players who needs a lot of games to build up steam and so on. But when you see him, he's a natural born finisher. You know, he's very much a flair player, and he's somebody that would be different to the strikers that we have already. And let's look at what he brings to the table. I don't have the percentages, the percentiles here, because obviously Gabriel Barbosa, he plays outside of Europe. So his numbers, I don't have the time to put them up against all of the other players within Europe. But this is how he looks. So he takes an awful lot of shots, granted it being in a different league. I took his 2021 statistics here because the 2022 season is still ongoing at the moment. I think he's had some injury issues in the 2022 season. I think he's played 12 games, only scored 3 goals so far this season. But we can see here his attacking statistics, shots per 90, 3.94, shots on target, 50.8% of his shots on target. His shot per goal percentage is 0.14 goals per shot, should I say. Aerial duels won, he's pretty decent in the air. He's won 50 aerial duels. Creates a lot of chances, and there are a lot of chances created for him. And he missed 18 big chances in the course of last year, but his scoring frequency was every 124 minutes, which is really, really good. We look here at his pass attempts are slightly higher than Ollie Watkins. His pass completion is higher than Ollie Watkins, and he's had more key passes than Ollie Watkins as well. His dribble success completions are his dribble completions at 1.32, but he's only successful in 33% of those. Another little caveat that I wanted to share here as well. On the left-hand side, you see his goals. He scored 34 goals last season. 12 of those were in the actual Brasileiro's Serie A. All the rest of the goals came between, as I mentioned previously, in the State League and in the continental competitions that he did play in as well. When you're looking below, you look at his centre forward, how many games he's played as a centre forward, they're the amount of starts he's had in his whole career across all of the games. So 179 starts, playing 14,999 minutes, and he's come off the bench as a sub 23 times as well in his career. So just wanted to clarify those there, because you may see them, they may look a bit different than some of the slides. Any of the statistics that I have here on the attacking stats 2021 are with regards to they're to do with the domestic leagues that he's played in as well. They do not include the Intercontinental, because the Intercontinental Cups and things have a different, some of the statistics aren't available for those for some strange reason within the Brazilian league. And if anybody knows where I can find them, tell me, because I'd love to be able to pop those up on screen as well. So let's take a look at him with regards to Danny Ings. Just a more attacking minded player, granted that this is in the Brazilian league and we're going to see differences, so I don't put too much heft in these numbers, to be honest, but it is fair to put them up against each other, considering the fact that there are some things that you can take here. That if Gabriel Barbosa is taking 4 shots per game and he's scoring once every every game and a half, you know, that's something that you need, the people need to know about. That's something that we need to see. Will that translate to the Premier League? Probably not. Actually, I would be blown away if it did. And if it did, we would have had an absolute steal at 20, 25 million pounds for a striker like this. But it's like looking at the two of these guys together, looking at the two types of strikers, we've got a very industrious strikers in Danny Ings and Ollie Watkins. They're not those poacher finishers. They're not those people that are kind of one track minded, I think. And we need, I think we kind of need to bring in a striker that's a greedy fellow. They'll come in there and take loads of shots and be that focal point at the top of the attacking triangle. If we're going to play two tens behind a striker, and somebody can come in and change the pace of the game, because a lot of times when the ball goes to our striker, we're waiting, we're holding it up, we're waiting for people to get involved, or we're taking it wide, and we've got no one in the team that takes a snapshot. Bar Coutinho, we've no one who takes a snapshot. And I think somebody like that, the Gabriel Barbosa, or the some of the people that I've highlighted recently, like Habib Diallo, you know, they mightn't be the best strikers in the world, but they're a different kettle of fish than what we have already. And I think it's something that is worth sniffing out. So I'm not going to spend too much more time on this. I think it is a spurious link, but it's one that I had this ready to go about 2 days ago, and then I've seen him being linked again today. So I just wanted to put this out before everybody got up this morning. Although actually, it's not going to be out now. It'll probably be closer to 10 o'clock by the time this is out. But I wanted to get it recorded just before starting my working day. So I hope you guys can see it. I hope you guys like it. I hope you guys have lots of comments on Gabriel Barbosa. I hope it's, I'm not going to sit here and say I know an absolute ton about him. I just know about his scoring record, what he looks like. I haven't seen an awful lot of tape on him. A lot of the stuff I've seen are, unfortunately, it's not one that I've dug into an awful lot on my scouting apps, but it's one that I have just looked through on YouTube, and I'm going to put my hands up and say there are sometimes when you just have time to pop on, 10 or 11 of those YouTube videos to see what happens. And you can see that he strikes the ball very cleanly, that he likes it to be about him, and he loves scoring goals, I think, which is something that we're kind of missing in the team, because we do have the industrious people, and we need to have somebody who's going to be that person who's just going to live to put it in the back of the net. And I think somebody like Gabriel Barbosa would be like that, while I have massive reservations as to whether his play type could actually transcend and move into the actual Premier League at the level that it has been within the Brasileira Serie A at the moment. So that's going to do it on Gabriel Barbosa. I'm going to... We will probably be back with, I think Penny might be on tomorrow night. I think we might be talking about something tomorrow night. So I hope you guys tune in for that. We will be going live with it, but hope you're enjoying the scouting series. If you have any questions, comments, queries, please hit me up on Twitter at Love McGrath Pod. Please give this a thumbs up. Please like it. Please share it around the place. We're coming very, very close to 3,000 subscribers on YouTube. And while that might not be an awful lot, to some other people, that would mean the world to us to break that little threshold, considering myself and Paddy are just two fellas screaming at the wall here in Ireland. But thanks so much for everything you do for the podcast, as always. Stay safe, stay healthy, and until next time, all that's left to say is up the Villa.
Sports Social Podcast Network. Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.